great to be here tonight. Very honored to be able to speak for you. It's always an honor and a privilege to be able to speak on behalf of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to be able to address an audience, encourage you, I hope, from God's holy word. I like the theme, Who is Jesus? I think that we need to study that a lot, not just for the information, but to be able to pattern our lives successfully after him and to be able to portray him in everything that we say and do. In John the 18th chapter, there is an event that takes place that is very interesting, I think, to me at least. This is the night that Jesus is being betrayed, and Jesus has told them that they're going to be ashamed of him. They're going to be offended by him, and they're going to all leave him. And Peter makes that bold claim that he would never leave him. I will never leave you. I will lay down my life with you and for you. I will be ready to die with you. And then, you know, Jesus told him, tonight you're going to deny me three times. Before the rooster crows twice, you will deny me three times. And so you know what that must have done to Peter. He must have felt, you know, emboldened, I'll show you. And maybe he was thinking that this is not going to happen. There's no way, not tonight. And then later that evening, when the people came to arrest Jesus, of course, Peter draws his sword and cuts off one of the guy's ears. And Jesus says, put your sword up. And he put the guy's ear back on. And no doubt Peter began to think, wait a minute. I'm willing to die, but I wanted to die fighting. I wanted to be able to die trying here. But he didn't understand. There were a lot of things he didn't know. And so a lot of the disciples left. They run away, some without much of their clothing at least. Peter even began to follow afar off. In a little bit, they are down at the area where Jesus is sort of being tried. And Peter is standing outside, and one of the accounts says that it was cold, and he's warming over there at their fire. And this young lady comes over. This young lady comes over and says, aren't you one of this man's disciples? And Peter says, no. I want to talk about that simple question a little bit this evening. Are you one of the Lord's disciples? You know, what makes some questions difficult? And I think back about questions. I usually think about school and think about tests. And there were a lot of questions that were difficult on my test. One reason that some questions are difficult is if you don't understand the question. If you're answering one thing and the question really is wanting something else, that makes it difficult. But if you don't know the answer, that makes it difficult. But sometimes questions are difficult because they put you in a little bit of an awkward situation. That's what happened to Peter on this evening. He knew the answer. He understood the question. But when this damsel asked him if he was one of the Lord's disciples, he missed it. And he said no. Of course, he said that three times, fulfilling the prophecy of the Lord. You know, what is it that causes one to be one of his disciples? What is it that distinguishes us? Are you one of this man's disciples? If you are not, listen carefully towards the close of Brother Jimmy Cading's lesson tonight, and he will explain to you exactly how you can become one. But you know, some people miss this question by saying yes. Some people say yes when they ought to say no. They claim to be a Christian. They claim to be a disciple. But there's more to being a Christian than simply making the claim. There's more to being Christ-like than simply saying, I love the Lord. There is more than a claim. A disciple, first of all, is a learner of Christ. Acts 11 and verse 26, and when he had found him, he brought him to Antioch. So it was that for a whole year they assembled with the church and taught a great many people, and the disciples were first called Christians in Antioch. The disciples of Christ follow Christ. And follow him. It's not just know about him, not just appreciate what he did for the sins of the world, but they follow him. And Jesus says in Matthew 16:24, then Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Now, a lot of people be willing to be a Christian, be a disciple of the Lord, if the Lord would follow them, if the Lord would accept whatever they wanted to do. And a lot of people seem to have that idea. In fact, a lot of people seem to be a bit offended if somebody points out something from the Word of God that they are in violation of and that they need to correct and they want to help them. And it's like, well, I just believe that anybody who is really sincere and really trying to serve the Lord is going to accept that. First of all, it's a false premise because these people are not sincere. They're not trying with all their heart to please the Lord, because if they were, they would care about what he said. They would want to know if they are in mistaken about something. They would be very interested in being sure that everything is just exactly the way God says for us to do. But they would be denying themselves. They would be crucified with Christ. Galatians 2:20 says, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Yet it is no longer I, but Christ lives in me. In the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. The disciple accepts the challenge of taking up a cross. It may not always be easy. It may not always be the popular thing to say. It may be awkward sometimes to stand up for the Lord and to let people know that you're a Christian and to follow him in word and in deed. It may get in the way of some of the things we might like to do, some of the places we might like to go, some of the friends we would like to have, but this Christian thing might get in the way. Maybe some hardships that we have to go through, some sacrifices to become a Christian or to continue faithfully. Matthew 23:2-3 says, saying, the scribes and Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. Therefore, whatever they tell you to observe, that observe and do. But do not do according to their works, for they say and do not do. They make the claim, but they are wrong. Jesus asked the question in Luke 6:46, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do the things which I say? Someone once said that the devil is willing for a person to confess Christianity as long as he does not practice it. Many have their personal ideas. They've got their own ideas about how to be saved. You can come up with all kinds of things. You listen to people around you in your town where you live. You can find people saying a number of things, some of them very popular, some of them so common, you'd think surely they're in the scriptures, and they're not even close. Nothing even close to what the scriptures say about salvation. Some have their own ideas about worship. In fact, some people think as long as you got the worship right, and they just mean about two things, but as long as you got the worship right, then everything else is just fine. Do you know there's some interesting things in the scriptures? For example, 1 Samuel 15:22. So Samuel said, has the Lord as great a delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed than the fat of rams. Matthew 7:21, Jesus gave this warning. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Where do you find the Father's will? Where do you find the Father's will? It's in his word. We go to the word. That turns people off. You know, this Bible has ruined a lot of good friendships. This Bible can come between good friends sometimes. You'll either find yourself in a position to stand with the Lord and for the Lord, or you may find yourself in a position to have to deny Him. And that'll be a decision you're going to have to make alone sometimes. And you need to be careful. Are you one of His disciples 24/7? You know, some people say yes when they ought to say no. Some say no when they ought to say yes. Peter should have said yes. He was one of the Lord's disciples. He had been with Him that very evening. He was one of the disciples. Why would anybody deny Jesus? Some are ashamed of Him. Luke 9:26, "For whoever is ashamed of Me and My words, of him the Son of Man will be ashamed when He comes in His own glory and in His Father's and of the holy angels." Some prefer the praise of men more than the praise of God. We've got more people on our side than you do. We've got more people backing us than you do. We've got more friends than we do enemies. John 12:42-43, "Nevertheless, even among the rulers, many believed in Him, but because of the Pharisees, they did not confess Him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue, for they loved the praise of men more than the praise of God." Some deny Him for material gain, betrayers like Judas. Sometimes you listen to them, they're the best Christians you ever saw. You know, it's one of the things that just seems to go with this. Some of these wishy-washy, weak as well-watered Christians, you talk with them a little bit, you'd think they were the backbone of the church. You'd think that there never was one as strong as they are. You get a little bit to know them, you find out that, well, they'll forsake the assembly on Sunday to work, make more money, might lose a job, all these kinds of things. You know, sometimes we beat Judas up one side and down the other. We just don't give him any slack at all. Sold our Lord for 30 pieces of silver. We'll turn around and sell Him for a day's wage or time and a half on Sunday. We just upset because he sold Him cheap. We sell Him, "What's your price?" Sometimes in America we say everything has its price. Every man has his price. What's his price? You know, if you deny Him, He's going to deny you. Do you know if you're ashamed of Him, He's going to be ashamed of you? It just works that way. Jesus says, "Whosoever therefore shall confess Me before men, him will I also confess before My Father who is in heaven." There's another side of it. "Whosoever denies Me before men, him will I also deny before My Father who is in heaven." Have you ever heard of anyone who, when dying, regretted having confessed Christ or having lived for Him? I don't think so. I've had to learn to sit with people watching loved ones die. I've never yet had one say to me, "I just wish I'd have gone ahead and done all those things I could have done Sunday night and Wednesday night. Wish I hadn't wasted all that time reading my Bible and praying." Do you know, you might hear a lot of people say, "I wish I'd have taken this more serious when I had time to show God I meant it. Wish I had taken this more serious while I still had opportunity to show I'm serious this time. And if I had more time, I would serve You now. Wish I could prove it to Him." If we deny Him, He's going to deny us. Are you one of His disciples? Some say no, and they have the right to say it. They're speaking the truth because they've never taken advantage of the opportunities they've been given, sometimes repeatedly. Some say yes, they have the right to say it. They obeyed the gospel. The grace of God was not bestowed upon them in vain. They accepted the Lord in a time that was acceptable to God. Are you one of His disciples?